A heat wave's effect on food prices. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The heat wave broiling much of the country is not just uncomfortable, it could end up costing you more at the grocery store. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
The past week has been a scorcher, with at least 17 states hitting the 100-degree mark. While it's no surprise that will probably mean higher electric bills to pay for additional air conditioning, it could also mean higher prices for food.
Hot weather affects production, and ultimately production affects availability, and that affects price. And there may be some fairly long lags in there, but that relationship certainly can hold.
American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson points to what's happening in much of Texas right now.
Texas has been very hot. Texas really has been the epicenter of the dry weather, you know, by some measures the worst dry period that they've had on record. That has a very direct impact on production, primarily of livestock. Cattle eat grass. If it doesn't rain, there's no grass. If there's no grass, the cattle have to be sold. That means they're not going to be around on down the road, and so production will be reduced.
And down the road, a lower supply for cattle means higher demand and most likely higher prices. But more than just livestock could be hit by the heat.
As we talk about this right now, the major crop of concern is corn. The reason we're concerned about corn is that in a lot of the country, corn is entering the phase of production where pollination is taking place. And at that time in the production cycle, the plant is very susceptible to hot weather. And so right now, I think everybody who watches ag markets is really paying attention to corn, because hot weather in the Midwest really does have the potential to affect the size and the quality of the corn crop.
And that corn is used for everything from corn oil to corn syrup to bourbon and tortilla chips.
For our farmers, this kind of weather is more than just an inconvenience. It's a real challenge that they have to deal with.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
The crops here in Tennessee are showing signs of stress from the heat, but for the most part, still in mostly good condition. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.